Macmillan Audio presents Treasury for Children by James Herriot. Read for you by Jim Dale. Moses the Kitten. There have been times in the winter when I have regretted being a vet, and this looked like one of them. I had driven about 10 miles from home, thinking all the time that the Dales always looked their coldest, not when they were covered with snow, but as now, when the first sprinkling streaked the bare flanks of the fells in bars of black and white, like the ribs of a crouching beast. And now, in front of me was a farm gate rattling on its hinges as the wind shook it. The car, heaterless and draughty as it was, seemed like a haven in an uncharitable world, and I gripped the wheel tightly with my woolen-gloved hands for a few moments before opening the door. The wind almost tore the handle from my fingers as I got out, but I managed to crash the door shut before stumbling over the frozen mud to the gate. Muffled as I was in heavy coat and scarf pulled up to my ears, I could feel the icy gusts biting at my face, whipping up my nose, and hammering painfully into the air spaces in my head. I had driven through and, streaming-eyed, was about to get back into the car when I noticed something unusual. There was a frozen pond just off the path, and among the rime-covered rushes which fringed the dead opacity of the surface, a small object stood out, shiny black. I went over and looked closer. It was a tiny kitten, probably about 6 weeks old, huddled and immobile, eyes tightly closed. Bending down, I poked...